Does that resonate with you? How long? It does with me. I've actually been asking myself that lately. How long, Lord, come back? It's hard. And it can be for a lot of reasons. You watch the news, just it's bad. It's bad news, tragedies, political strife, COVID, we're still dealing with that, and other illnesses, and death. We suffer grief and other forms of loss. And we hope, you know, hopefully you're experiencing some joy and moments of happiness in your life, but yet, if we're honest, life is a struggle. It's just really hard. So every Christmas, this time of year rolls around, and we, in our faith tradition and in many others, we talk about Advent, waiting for the arrival of the Messiah and reflecting on that and how the world was waiting for so long. And I imagine before Christ came, the wait must have seemed endless. But he did, in fact, arrive. And he came and he lived a perfect life that we couldn't live. He died a death that really belonged to us, because in that death, he took our penalty for the sin we committed. But he rose again, defeating that sin and death. And in that, he then exchanged our sin for his righteousness and made a way for us to be reconciled to God if we believe. So this is actually good news. It's the gospel. And it's really ultimately why we're here. But we still struggle. And we're still waiting. Advent is still kind of continuing, isn't it? Because now we're waiting for Christ to return. And while we are, we still are getting sick. We still are suffering loss. We're still struggling. I think Christmas is hard because the world sets us up with these expectations. We watch Christmas specials and things like that, and everything seems great. But Jesus said the opposite. He said life would be hard. In this world, we're going to know trouble. But we still fall for it. We watch these shows and we see depictions of families that seem happy and they don't argue at all. You know, softly falling snow and people break out into song in the middle of the movie. Or, you know, if you watch Hallmark Channel, there's some good-looking lumberjack who falls for the girl that just moves to the new town and, you know, everything's solved, right? Or we see commercials like, you know, with luxury cars sitting in a driveway on Christmas morning with a big red bow on it. I've never actually seen one of those. I don't know about you. But yeah, we see this stuff, and then I think we feel let down, unfulfilled, lonely, maybe even downright angry sometimes. Because we know deep down those images, they're not reality. That's not real. We know life is hard. We know relationships are messy. And we're still left wanting and waiting. But here's some more good news. God doesn't leave us to wait alone. John 14, 26 and 27 says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." So God sent the Holy Spirit to guide us and comfort us. So God is near. Psalm 34, 18 and 19 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." So, be encouraged. Remember to hope as you wait. And remember that God is indeed near.